I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's now being reported that more than 50 people were killed in that early morning car bombing in the capital of Damascus today. The explosion near the headquarters of President Bashar al-Assad's ruling party was the deadliest attack in 9 months in that capital. Syrian state media is calling it a terrorist strike, hewing to the government line that this is not a popular uprising. But there seems no question that nearly 2 years into their uprising, the opposition in Syria is increasingly targeting Assad where he lives. Patrick McDonald of the Los Angeles Times is following all of this from Beirut. Patrick, what more do you take from this huge explosion? What does it mean to you?
You know, one point is that the rebels, the insurgents, really want to keep the pressure on the capital, Damascus, as much as they can. I don't think few analysts think they can actually take the capital. Of course, they have disavowed this attack, but suicide car bombs are one of the weapons they tend to use. And they've had an offensive going on for a couple of weeks. They want to keep pressure on the capital. It's Assad's base. It's the most important prize in the country, and they've been sending messages that they want to keep the pressure on there.
We've seen pictures. You had reporters there, stringers on the ground for you. It seemed just horrible today. Mayhem, the victims, children, pedestrians, people in their cars going to work. Tell us more.
Well, the thing about car bombs is that, you know, they don't discriminate. They're kind of a pure terror weapon. I will say that these kind of attacks are huge propaganda victories for the government. These things really upset Syrians who, until 2 years ago, lived in a very stable, safe country. And this is something that really terrifies people. Some of the interviews on state TV were people just extremely, extremely upset at the opposition, vowing to get revenge, vowing to never surrender. So these kind of attacks, if indeed they are done by the opposition, are arguably counterproductive.
Well, what are you saying? Is there any suspicion that they're not done by the opposition, that they're done by the government?
Well, since these car bombs started, the mass casualty civilian car bombs, which started in Damascus and Aleppo maybe about more than a year ago, typically the opposition has hinted, I've never seen any proof, that it was somehow done by the government in order to basically discredit the opposition. Syria is one of these wars where there's been as many as 70,000 people killed, most of them civilians, and neither side ever admits to killing civilians. And both sides do, either by car bombs or by, on the government side, by aerial bombardment or shelling.
Well, and you're reporting that the Syrian military seemed to be responding to the bombing by shooting from a higher point in the city with artillery. But what were they shooting at?
Right around the time of the bombing, there were reports of some mortar attacks. The insurgents do have mortars, and they're situated throughout the suburbs of the city. The government has a lot of artillery up on the mountains. Theoretically, they were responding to that. We really don't know. They don't tell us. But one of our people on the scene said that they've seen and heard artillery shells from the government going out, presumably towards some rebel targets in the suburbs.
Well, do we even know where President Assad is? Is he in Damascus?
Well, we always presume that, and he occasionally shows up there, and there's been, you know, no evidence that he's not there. I think his last public appearance was back in January, but I will say the capital is under very, very, very tight security by all accounts. There are many, many checkpoints. It's very hard to pierce them, and indeed how this, if this was a car bomb, how it got so far is an interesting question.
And again, is there any sense that there might be some tipping point here? We heard about Russia and the Arab League pushing for Syrian peace talks. There seemed to be some positive news, but then once again the opposition came back and said that they would not have any talks until Bashar Assad stepped down. So we're back sort of at square one. Any sense of any movement?
I think there is some movement, but it's just that it seems like two sides that have kind of two different focuses on what talks should be. As you said, the opposition says they only want talks that inevitably lead to the ouster of the Assad government. And the Assad government says we're happy to have dialogue. They don't talk about negotiations. They talk about dialogue that includes everybody. The government wants to run it with no preconditions. There's such deep mutual mistrust there that it's hard to know whether it will actually happen.
Yeah, but it's hard to conceive of watching these pictures continue that we're seeing coming out of Damascus. Patrick McDonald with the Los Angeles Times in Beirut. Patrick, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.